From 2 to the 9th of February, the firetruck and ambulance that were destroyed during the war in Ukraine will be installed in Brussels in front of the European Parliament. In March 2022, two firetrucks exploded on a landmine in Kyiv's residential suburb, 20 kilometers from the city center, while the crew was extinguishing the fire. As a result of this tragedy, 8 firemen were seriously injured, and one of them got his leg amputated. The ambulance car was shelled by Russian troops in a village in the Kharkiv region. These vehicles were delivered from Ukraine by volunteers of L-Ukraine ASBL within a framework of the global fundraising campaign Ukraine is calling. They aim to present real evidence of the war in Ukraine and remind everyone it is still on. Before these rescue vehicles were delivered to Brussels, they had been installed in Luxembourg. The firetruck was set up in the capital, and the ambulance installation took place in Esch-sur-Alzette, Luxembourg, in Metz, France, and in Strasbourg, France. Now the vehicles remind parliamentarians of the European Parliament that Ukraine is waiting for decisive actions. During wartime, civilians whose lives are in constant danger must have free access to medical help and rescue services. Ukrainian firefighters and medical workers work in hot spots, frontline, and mined territories. Also, Russian troops target rescuing vehicles to thwart civilian salvation and constantly shell them with missiles, mines, or gunfire. These dangerous conditions not only drastically complicate rescuers' work, but also jeopardize savior lives. At the beginning of 2023, the Ukrainian State Emergency Service reported the death of 57 saviors. 1629 fire trucks and up to 400 ambulances have been destroyed since the beginning of Russia's full-scale invasion, and this number is increasing daily. Explosives on mines and shelling turn them into scrap, but those that are in good condition are stolen by the Russians. With this excessive shortage, emergency services need to choose which emergency to deal with first. The first part of the vehicles we sent out in December has been already utilized by Ukrainian saviors, but unfortunately, cars at war are consumables. We appreciate those who have donated to this project and encourage everyone to contribute to the salvation of innocent Ukrainian saviors and civilians. Ukraine is calling as a fundraising campaign launched by L-Ukraine ASBL in October 2022. It aims to raise 10 million euros for buying 112 rescue vehicles, fire trucks and ambulances. The first convoy of 12 ambulances and 4 fire trucks was sent out to Ukraine in December 2022. 8 of these cars were graciously provided by the Ministry of Interior of the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg. All the vehicles were transferred to the Ministry of Healthcare and the Ukrainian State Emergency Service. More information. https://ukraineiscalling.com. Promote Ukraine. A Brussels-based civil society platform, winner of the European Citizen Award 2022. Promote Ukraine supports the Ukraine is Calling campaign and helps promote it in Belgium. Preparing the European future of Ukraine.